It has been another night of suffering for many people in Ukraine. Here in the capital Kiev, residents have been awakened by the sound of drones and explosions. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said the multi-wave Russian drone attacks on the capital damaged several residential houses and cars. Although there were no immediate reports of casualties here, at least one civilian reportedly died in the Grivny Ry area. It was the latest reminder of why Ukraine and Russia are under pressure to launch peace talks. The latest attacks came as the armed conflict approaches its third anniversary on Monday. Both sides maintain that they do not target civilians, but observers say many cities and towns have been devastated by a war that is believed to have killed and injured more than 1 million people. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 267 drones during the overnight assault, with 138 drones intercepted and 119 others going off the radar due to electronic warfare jamming. They added that three ballistic missiles were also being fired under orders of Moscow. Ukraine's embattled President Volodymyr Zelensky said the latest drone attack, the largest of the war, was Russia's aerial terror attempt, and called for unity among Ukraine's allies. He added on social media that on the eve of the third anniversary of the full-scale war, Russia launched the largest attack since Iranian drones began striking Ukrainian cities and villages. The full-scale war began on February 24, 2022, when Russia launched its massive invasion of Ukraine. I have taken the decision to carry out a special military operation, Russian President Vladimir Putin told his nation and the world at the time, as thousands of Russian troops rolled into Ukraine. Anyone who tries to interfere with us or threaten our country and our people should know that Russia's response will be immediate and will lead to consequences the likes you have never experienced in your history, he added. That's why, after months of tensions, air raid sirens wailed even in the capital, Kiev. Millions were shocked and many, mostly women and children, prepared to leave the war-torn nation. I never thought this could happen, says emotional teacher Olena Kurilo, who suffered a facial wound. I never thought this would truly happen in this lifetime, she added. We wrote poems about the war. I myself am a director and an educator. We studied the history, but we never thought this would happen on our land, she adds. But it did happen. And with more than 1 million people reported killed and injured, many wonder now when Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II will end. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.